The same stimulus always gave the same result with Crocs. The Hamadryad's routines were different, honed to life on Sky's Edge, but not much more complex. All I did was hit the node that tells the snake it's time to wake up and find some food, Kaweah said. It doesn't really need to feed, of course. We fed it a live goat a week ago, but its little brain doesn't remember that. I'm impressed. I was, but I was also uncomfortable. What else can you get it to do?
This is a good one. Watch.
He jabbed at a control and the Hamadryad moved with whiplash speed towards the wall. The jaws opened at the last instant, the blunt head smacking into the ceramic tiles with tooth-shattering force. The snake, stunned, retreated into a coil. Let me guess. You just made it think it had seen something worth eating. It's child's play, Rodriguez said, smiling at the demonstration. Evidently he had seen something of it before.
Look,
Kaweah said, I can even make it go back to its hole. I watched the snake gather itself and neatly insert itself into the alcove again, until the last of its thigh-thick coils had slipped from view. Any point to this?
Yeah, of course.
His look at me was one of acute disappointment that I had not grasped this sooner. A brain of a near-adult Hamadryad isn't any more complicated than this one. If we can catch ourselves a big one, we can drug it while we're still out in the jungle. We know what tranquilizers work on snake biochemistry from our work on the juvenile. Once the thing's out cold, Vicuna can climb up and implant the same hardware, rigged to another control unit like this one. Then all we've got to do is point the snake towards the reptile house and tell it there's food in front of its nose. It'll slither all the way home, through a few hundred kilometers of jungle. What's to stop it? If the thing starts showing signs of malnutrition, we feed it. Otherwise, we just let the bastard slither. Isn't that right, Rodriguez? He's right, Tanner. We can follow it in our vehicles, protect it from any other hunters who might want to take a pot at it. Kaweah nodded, and when it gets here, we park it in a new snake pit and tell it to curl up and sleep for a while. I smiled, reaching for an obvious technical objection, and came back empty-handed. It sounded insane, but when I tried to pick a hole in any single aspect of it, Kaweah's plan was difficult to fault. We knew enough about the behavior of near adults to at least have a good idea where to begin hunting one, and we could increase our tranquilizer dosages accordingly, multiplying by the ratio of body volumes. We would also have to scale up our needles. They would need to be more like harpoons now, but again, that was within our capabilities. Somewhere in his cache of weapons, Kaweah was bound to have harpoon guns. We still need to dig a new pit, I said.
Get your men working on it. They can have it ready by the time we get back.
Ryvich is just a detail in all this, isn't he? Even if Ryvich turned back tomorrow, you'd still find an excuse to go up there and look for your adult. Kaweah sealed the control box away and leaned with his back to the wall, studying me critically.
No. What do you think I am? Some kind of obsessive? If it meant that much to me, we'd have been up there already. I'm just saying it'd be stupid to waste an opportunity like this.
Two birds with one stone.
Two snakes, he said, with careful emphasis on the last word. One literally, one metaphorically.
You don't really think of Ryvich as a snake, do you? In my book, he's just a scared rich kid doing what he thinks is right.
What do you care what I think?
I think we need to be clear about what's driving him. That way we understand him and can predict his actions.
What does it matter?